Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this virtual media availability with goaltender Kaden Primmel. Please virtually raise your hand if you have a question. S'il vous plaît, veuillez la main virtuellement si vous avez une question. Nous allons commencer avec Marc-Antoine Godin. Marc-Antoine, c'est à toi.
Hello, Kaden. Just to know, how would you describe your experience with Sean Burke? Last season, during the times that he came over to Laval to help out Marco?
Yeah, he came a couple times last year. He would come in like once every couple weeks and it was great because it was like a fresh face, having Marco there every day. He sees what's going on every day, whereas Berkey kind of had an outside perspective. So it was new and refreshing every so often. But yeah, he's such a great guy. So it was definitely great to have him.
Okay, well, in terms of, it was their work complementary, or was Marco working more on technical aspect and Sean would come in and work on the psychological aspect, or vice versa? How would they split duties in a certain sense?
Yeah, Sean didn't want to come and, change anything or anything like that. So he would just come in and, kind of work off of what Marco was doing and teaching us. But if he had his two cents, he'd definitely let us know. But yeah, he didn't try to come in and change anyone. And in the times that he came, he really wanted to help us progress.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Merci, Marc-Antoine. Prochaine question, Nicolas Landry. C'est à toi, Nicolas.
Good morning, Kaden. Marc-Antoine just asked you to describe Sean Burke. I was wondering if you could paint us a picture of Marco Marciano, the guy who's now working with Jake and Kerry in the NHL. You've been working daily with him for a few years now. How would you describe him?
Yeah. I think Marco gets along great with all of his goalies. It's just kind of his personality. He's very energetic, he just loves his job. So, when you have someone like that who's always positive, it just, radiates. And, it just in turn makes you have a positive outlook. So, not only as a goalie coach, and teaching me things on the ice, off the ice, he's taught me so much, and, I'm missing him right now for the, however long he's going to be gone, but, excited for him to come back and, teach us whatever he has learned, while he's up there as well.
Mm-hmm. Joel described him as a workhorse, yesterday in his presser. Were his methods a big adjustment for you? Kept coming out of college last year. Was there a big adjustment on your end? Was he very more demanding of what you knew previously?
Yeah, he's definitely demanding, but I think it's great. I mean, I've had, my goalie coach back home who I, look up to as a second dad. So we have a great relationship, and when you add a new perspective with Marco's enthusiasm and his positivity and his how he demands he demands greatness, so it's I definitely appreciate it.
Okay, and lastly, how does his absence impact your daily routine right now? You don't have your position coach, so how are your days different?
Yeah, I think Michael and I both have tried to step up past couple of days. I know yesterday we were kind of trying to be each other's goalie coach, encouraging each other or letting each other know if we were doing something wrong or incorrectly. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And that just goes to the testament to the friendly competition that we have here. Sorry.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Merci, Nicolas. Next question, we'll go with Amy Johnson. Amy, you're up.
Thanks very much. Good morning, Caden. This week and next week are two situations that you guys haven't been in a little while. You've got a really long stretch between games right now, and that's leading up to your first road trip of the season. I'm sure many of your teammates have talked about it's been nice having this routine that you're constantly at home in your own barn, you're sleeping in your own beds at night and whatnot. So what from a team and goaltending standpoint are you doing to not only stay game fresh with this long stretch in between game action, but also preparing yourselves for a very different kind of environment for this month on the road so much?
Yeah, well, we knew going into this year it was going to be unlike anything we've ever experienced. So, I think we're ready for anything. So, it's definitely been nice to be able to be home be comfortable in understanding our surroundings. So it's going to be a little bit different when we go outside of that, but we're preparing ourselves, so I don't think it's going to be anything that's too much of a challenge.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Amy.